Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. This is your brother, Raheem, live on Saturday. We're coming on behalf of Legacy of a Nation. And today's topic is about Juneteenth, about the Juneteenth holiday. That's the topic of the day. Right now, I'd like to give an assertion. If I walk the path of being honest and good, I will keep my mind focused on reading what you sell. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of delight, and I will get what I want. Okay. Okay. Now, we know we talk about love for a few minutes, you know, because we need all the love we can get. Most of us don't know what love is, so we're going to give you a couple seconds about love. Love is an act to make others feel good. Now, that's our slogan. We also have a society, a living contract society of love, but we're going to begin with love. Because love, this society teaches love as obsession, not really love. You know, I mean, if you love somebody, you know, and every act that you do is to make them feel good, that person don't want you. You're not making them feel good by chasing. That's all I'm saying. So, you know, you know when a person wants you and you want them, you know. So you have to learn to control your emotion. Now, there's only one emotion triggered by different events. And if you put up a whole bunch of, you put a whole lot of emphasis on a particular thing, you know, something happens to that or something happens around that, then you have you're going to get really emotionally out of control, even to the point that you're taking on a person's life. That's all I'm saying. So you have to really be mindful of what you're doing and really be careful about how you think and what love is. Because Psalm 82 says that we are all God. So I don't want to get mad at me when I say you're God. That's what you are. That's the Bible says. And I'm a Bible thumper because I know how to read the book. And I'm in the process. The one thing is going to help plan it. Well, it's got to help me first. It's got to help my children. But, you know, it should also help the planet, you know, like that. So... But just remember, you have to maintain some type of emotion control so that you don't go off the hinge at every little thing, you know? And some people, every little thing is drama time. You know, I mean drama time. Oh, the smallest little thing. Some of the things are so trivial, so inconsequential, you know, that I don't even pay no attention to them. I just let it go by. After I come back from war, every time I get ready to fight, I ask myself, is this thing we're fighting over, is this worth me taking this person's life? Because if they push me to that point, that's what I'm going to do. So since the war, I haven't been in a fight because almost nothing that we're going to fighting over is worth the person's life, you know, almost nothing. So, you know, it's kind of interesting. But, It keeps me out of trouble. That's my thought. If this worth me killing the thing, I can't count on one hand the things that somebody have done to me that's worth me taking their life. That, I can't count that on my hand. Well, I can count a couple of things because I lost a couple of children. And was never found out who did it. But, you know, instances like that, when your children are involved in it, something a little different because we really get attached to these children. And you mess with somebody's children, you're hitting a real high emotional level. And people will fight over their children, for their children, you know? So my advice to you, if you're in a group or whatever, leave people's children alone. That's the only thing that I think of in most cases that really puts the person over the edge, okay? Now, we're talking about the Juneteenth holiday. First of all, deal with what Juneteenth is. Juneteenth, well, in 1864, 63, I think that's when the actual notice came down that the slaves were free. And it took 2 years before the black soldiers could get to the people in Texas and let them know that they were actually free. They didn't have to be under that slavery yoke no more, you know? So that happened in 1865. So when they finally got their notice, it gave them a different mindset, but they didn't have any power because the power was systematically taken from them. And it was system is that by the Southerners itself is the, it was their birthright to be your slave master, you know? And they actually think that they're supposed to be your master and you're supposed to be their slave. And they've been fighting for that for the last 90 years, okay? And we're just now coming into into a point where the slave masters have lost, or I shouldn't say have lost, but are losing power. And they're scrambling. They're doing everything they can to keep from being under what they call black domination. But that's not why President Hansen and them set this thing up. They set it up so that the people could have the power. And they set it up so that the government was under the power of the people. So that this sexism and racism and all that stuff wouldn't happen. But it happened anyway because in 1776, George Washington and his crew, they ran off with the government called it something else. Now, you know, this area was already called the Americas, okay? He didn't change the name or nothing. It was already called the Americas. They wouldn't have created. And so what they did, the few states that we had, they called them the United States of America. So they're uniting the states under the America. Now, the America's history go back thousands of years because we had a global empire come from the Marians all the way through. I mean, it was just amazing. And because we had a global empire, a lot of you don't know this, the Egyptians all over the globe setting up pyramids, teaching people and stuff like that, you know, all over the globe. So that evidence that we had a global empire, because why would they go all over the world setting this stuff up if everything wasn't global, you know? The powers that be are trying to separate us from that global empire that we had, you know? And that's where we're at right now. They don't want us to be taught. They don't want us to know who we are. This is why the Bible is so important, because it tells you who you are, you know what I mean? And we're getting more of that on Sunday, but the Bible tells you that you are God. What does that mean? It means that you have unlimited potential. You are designers, okay? You're born, now I'm going to say this right quick. You're born men and women. You're not born children, not born babies. You're born men and women. And when you get to a certain age, you're supposed to come into the God thought process. That's how it works. Men and women to God. That's the process that we're supposed to be under. Not babies, then boys, then girls, then young men, then young. No, no. Never reaching young men, young women, and then you reach the age to become a man or a woman. Or that limits your thought process. Because men and women are restricted by nature. Where God is. Okay. Hold on. I don't know why, but me talking on this radio, me talking, I'm talking so much lately that it's actually affecting my vocal cord. Well, I'm doing a lot of singing too. So, but anyhow, there's a lot of things that we have to stop doing, a lot of things that we have to step up into. And the biggest thing is this racism. Oh, my goodness. That's what we need to be talking about. We need to be talking about this racism for real, for real. I think that them making Juneteenth a holiday sheds light on the subject that July 4th, Blacks weren't freed on July 4th. So July 4th is not a holiday for a lot of people. And even right now, we're still not totally free. We don't actually have freedom in this society because we're under economic slavery. They went from physical slavery to economic slavery. And economic slavery, it don't actually affect blacks, but it affects all five tribes. All five tribes are under economic slavery. You go in some of these rural areas, man, and I know any blacks, like I said, but all five tribes are in trouble. Especially in, what's his name, Mitch McConnell, especially in his area. He got some of the poorest districts in the country. But they put this guy in office every 4 years. They put this guy right back in office again. You know, he's been in there forever, you know? And he's not really doing what he's supposed to be doing for the people. You see what I'm saying? The slave masters really think that you should be slaves. That's why when Trump was in office, he didn't want no getting no raise. Well, when you're raising people's wages, they don't actually get the raise. That's one thing that the 1% know, because if you raise the price of the goods and service, they have to charge more for goods. So all you're doing is just making them kick the price of everything up, and you're right back where you started again once the price is kicked in. Once they raise the prices, you don't really get no raise. It feels good, you know, but if you think about it, the more they raise the prices, the higher food, services, and everything is, you know? So raising the price on raising your how much money you make, you don't really get the raise. That's what I'm saying. It's like a little trick. They give it to you on the left hand, take it away from you on the right hand, and you don't even know what's going on. Just by raising the price, it's 3, 4 cents, 10 cents, you know? And you're doing this, and you're buying things on a daily basis. Whatever that raise that you got, they literally cancel it out. Because if I charge a dollar for something, and it costs me 50 cents to make it, and I want to make 50% profit off of it, and if you raise something that I have no control over, and all of a sudden it costs me 60 cents to make it, so I'm going to charge not a dollar, I'm going to charge a dollar 10 cents. So what did you get? You got nothing. You see what I'm saying? The raise that you're supposed to be getting, they take it right away from you through goods and services, because they're in control of goods and services. So if we're going to come into power, if we're going to get our power, we're going to have to begin to control food, clothing, shelter, and security. Find a way to control that, you know, get some type of control over it, because as long as the big boys have monopolies on everything, it becomes a problem. You know, they have monopolies on the animal industry. They got monopolies on the vegetable industry. And the stuff that Monsanto's doing out there, it's like unbelievable how they run these little farmers off their land, you know. And farmers don't be working together because they don't know what they're up against. Nobody's teaching them what they're up against, you know. Not only the black farmers, but the white farmers as well. And the black farmers, oh my goodness, the way they've been blocking them access to the system is absolutely amazing. And most of us, most people in the black community, we don't know where the black farmers are. Half of us don't even know we have black farmers out there growing fruits and vegetables, and they got canning factories and all that stuff. Most of us don't even know that they're out here. This is part of your history. This is part of what you're supposed to be. What they're supposed to be teaching you, what you're supposed to be learning from these groups, where are the people that are actually beneficial to the neighborhoods, to the people themselves, you know? And you got farmers out there that's doing a great job, and they're not trying to live like the 1%, you know? They don't raise the prices for so much. They stand within their means, and they live a good life, and that's it. You know, they're not trying to have a $5 million yacht like some of these athletes are doing. It's beyond me. I still don't understand, you know, how they can go out and spend $5 to $6 million on a yacht, and there are people sleeping in the street. You know what I mean? Right around the corner from where they live at. Yeah, there are people sleeping in the street. But do they care? Oh, no, they don't care. They got these 10, 15, 20 million dollar houses. Come on, guys. You know what I mean? And they're, people are sleeping in the street, you know? Same thing with the ministers. Once the ministers lock in and they start getting this money, they start spending on lavish houses. One guy, the parishioners in one church was complaining because the guy spent $130,000 on a car for his wife. And the people was raving. He was complaining about it, you know? And this money is coming from his parishioners. You know, that's what happens when you, but I'm kind of getting a little bit off topic, but it's all part of the same thing that we're dealing with, you know. Anytime, see, we look at racism, that's why I really need to talk about racism, because we look at racism as if it's a black and white thing. No, you got black racists that are racist against blacks. You got white racists that are racist against whites. Racism, let's deal with the racism thing just for a minute. You know, what actually is racism? Racism is when you put yourself in a position, okay, where you feel as though you're better than somebody else and you're blocking them access to goods and service, not because of who they are, but because of who you think you are. That's real racism. You know what I'm saying? If you got people out here because of who they think that they are, you know, they challenge everybody else because of who I am, you know? And it's like the system, the king and queen system. That is the worst system on the planet because now, because of who they are, see what I'm saying? People have to kowtow and bow to them. I'm a prince. I'm a queen. You follow what I'm saying? I'm a princess, you know? And that's a status. That's a title as to in the hierarchy in that particular system. So if you're a prince, everybody's underneath of you if you're a prince. See what I'm saying? So when people are talking about, oh, I'm a queen, I'm a king, I'm listening to them saying, can they hear themselves talking? They don't know what being a prince or a queen means. It's like you got the Queen of England. She's in charge, period. And anybody that talk about getting married a queen can be locked up, thrown in jail, and never heard from again. You know, possibly killed. I don't know if she's killing people over there, but I don't want to speak out of turn. But, you know, I don't want to accuse nobody of something that, you know, that they're doing, but I know it's on the books. It's their law that if you talk about the overthrowing or getting rid of the queen, and you got a problem. Now, what does it take to get rid of a king or a queen? You can't vote them out. They're dictators. It's a dictatorship, basically. And the only ones who come in line to rule would be their family members, period. You can't vote yourself in as a ruler or as anything under a king and queenship because only the family can be part of the hierarchy. That's how that works. You know what I mean? You can look at that system where it's going right now. And the best way to really analyze these systems is to go catch some of these Chinese dramas, you know? And you look at how they have their nation set up, how they have their country set up. You know what I'm saying? And you'll see what they mean when they say, I'm the king or I'm the emperor. I got an empire now, you know? Under the empire, the emperor has kings and queens under him or her. You know what I'm saying? So it's a system of government. And somebody say, I'm a queen or a king, you're talking about a system of government where if they came to power, you and your children will be left out. You can't come into power with them because only their family can rule. That's what that king and queen system is all about. You you can Google it. Yeah, check it out. You know what I mean? We'll be saying stuff and don't really understand what we're saying when we say it, you know? Now, right now, we're under economic slavery in this country. Why? Because we're not producing our own goods and services, all right? So until we start producing our own goods and services, we're going to always be under somebody else's thumb. Most of us, as far as blacks in this country, because it's Black History Day, you know, most of us, as far as in this country, if they shut the supermarkets down, we'd starve to death. We absolutely don't know how to feed ourselves. If you notice that a lot of the Europeans, if you live in areas where they are, you'll see that they have little gardens that they're growing herbs and stuff like that. They're getting used to growing little things. So if they have to start growing food, they do. Now, I'm in a neighborhood. They got a little area right across the street from where I am that they have a little garden set up. There's two of them. Actually, yes, two of them in this neighborhood where they're growing food, a little small, you know, where the house was tore down. They go in there and they're literally setting up food things where they're growing little, I don't know what they're growing over there. I haven't been over there to look at it, but they're growing stuff over there, you know. They're practicing growing their own food. Now, most of us don't know this, but Bush Jr., or as I know it, Bush Jr., have it on the books that it's against the law for you to grow food in front of your house or in your yard. It's literally against the law. It ain't came to that point that they're enforcing it, but it's on the books because they know what's coming. But right now, what's holding everything up is the fact that the Democrats or the people that are for the people are gaining more and more and more control. Because if it was up to the 1%, man, you wouldn't be able to do nothing but be their slave. Well, not all the 1% are slave masters, but feel that way. I don't want to group everybody into one little lump sum, because if you don't have no group where everybody feels the same, there's different type of opinions in the different groups. That's so how far they'll go and what they'll do. You follow what I'm saying? Now, the question on the board, do you think Juneteenth is a good holiday? Now, those that are on the line, if you want to have a conversation, hey, at the show, you can talk if you want. You can hit 1 on your phone and let me know that you have a comment or something you want to say about Juneteenth. And open up your mic and you can say whatever you want to say, or you can dialogue about Juneteenth if you want. If you want to go off topic, we can go off topic a little bit too. But the option is there for you if you want to talk about anything. And then those that are on the line, I want to thank you for being on the line. I appreciate it. Let me know that I'm actually not here by myself. Okay, before we get into, I had stopped doing a commercial during the week. I was just going to do the commercial on Sunday. But people were wondering why I'm not doing a commercial every day. I said, okay, well, it only takes 5 minutes to do the commercial, so I guess I can dedicate 5 minutes of the hour, you know, to give people their props, because it makes a difference in their business when you have people on the line, you know, and since it's the global show, the show has been broadcast all over the United States. So, I mean, people can go in and you can share whenever they want. I got over 300 shows on Podcast. So they can go in and listen to any of the shows they want. Just type in Ibrahim Christ and they can find out a lot about the shows, okay? So I'm going to run a commercial right quick. This is Ibrahim Five Tribes, a Constellation Ibrahim Society of Love Radio. I present Ibrahim Speaks at 8 to 9 p.m. Philadelphia. U.S. time. The calling number is 516-453-9230. Press 1 if you want to give us a shout-out. We do not mention your name unless you want us to. We only use the last 4 digits of your phone number. If you have a company or group and want to give us a shout-out, please feel free to do so. Also, on Monday, we're not doing Monday. We're doing Monday. Monday for 8 to 9. That's the society show, okay? we talk about society and the things that we do on society. But what I like to do is, somebody has to set up copies here. anyhow, we're trying to be on the air from Monday every day, you know, but it gets a little tricky because sometimes I can't get on. One day I said the show from Texas, people call me, yo, I called in, you right now, I couldn't get on, you know, not Blog Talk or some drug on my phone. I got a new phone, just trying to figure out what carrier I want to use for the phone, okay? Now, I have released a gospel CD, a 911 Jesus Mercy CD, coming CD. The link is CDBaby/CD4/Elohim Christ. You can get the CD anywhere out there. It's on Amazon. It's on YouTube. Well, YouTube, you can't buy it off YouTube, but you can listen to it. It's on Amazon, Walmart, eBay. You know, eBay is more expensive, costs a little more than Walmart and Amazon. They charge $25 for the CD on eBay. You can catch me on YouTube. Just click the Elohim 10 tracks. Jesus is coming. And the album will come up and you'll be able to talk and track. Now, we ask ourselves, when Jesus comes back, where is he coming from? We think he's coming from the same place he came from the first time, out of the God of his own. So your sisters out there, be mindful of what you're dumping. That jar you dump just might be the one to get us out of this mess that we're at. But don't take our chance from us. We need those babies. Just remember, it takes two to make them. And it takes two to take care of. And don't forget to check out my book, Toronto Scriptures, Part 2, in Christ Has Come, okay? For more information on the CD, it's in book and CD form, okay? For information on the CD or book, just call PCCA at 215-758-1003-95. PCCA, that's Toronto Church of Christ and Allah. Now, this Sunday, we're going to get into the term Allah and the term Christ. To show you just how off the teachings are of the people that are bringing you this information, okay? I'm in the gold business. Now, what we're trying to do right now, I'm not selling the gold right now because we're trying to find a better way to purchase the gold. So we're going to Tanzania to meet with some of the gold miners in about a month. And, well, supposedly, but I have some blood clots. I don't know if I want to be able to pressure the brain with some blood clots running around. I would like to give a shout-out to Hans Butler for his Black History book that Rocks Cried Out. I like him because he understands our history and helps fill in the missing pieces. Now, the Legacy of a Nation show normally comes on Saturday, 6 o'clock, hosted by Brother Max Lillibum, the weather, so he's not going at Legacy of a Nation. So what a lot of people don't know is that we started Legacy of a Nation together, the show together. And he was my co-host, and he took over the show by doing Everything Speaks. So I'm going to continue the show on Saturday from 8 to 9 until he's ready to take back over the show again. Once he's ready to take back over the show again, and he'll be doing Legacy of a Nation, okay? I would like to give a shout-out to Sister Tammy. She's on YouTube under the name Kamitra11. She has a spoken word, and she speaks a pretty good word out there, so you need to go check her out. I think of myself at Nikki Love's show. She's a spiritual advisor. She comes on YouTube at Nikki Love 09. The calling number is 909-749-8626. You can also go to our website, wunamandinkra.com. Let's just give her a call. You know, we start getting into different names and stuff. We have a little trouble. I have a little trouble. So just give her a call at 909-749-8626. Okay? Also, I'd like to give a shout out from Division 121, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, UNIACL 1918 and 1929 of the world. Meet every week. For more information, contact President Mark P. UNA 267-822-2320. Okay? And you can find out a little more about what the UNA is doing. For those of you who are not familiar with the UNA, that's an organization started by Marcus Garvey. If you know who Marcus Garvey is, you know, go check that. Go Google Marcus Garvey. You'll be surprised to find out about who he was and what he did. Now, we also have the UAIA. They're offering land to build on in Africa, RBG Industries. They make designer clothes, buttons, and flags. So if you want a good tailor-made outfit or land, Give Brother Shabiki a call. His number is 609-228-5828. I feel like I bought 4 seats for my brother, and seats hold up really, really well, you know. Now, we have Statham Electronics for wiring outlets, putting the change of lights, fixtures, and they also do home alarm systems as well. So you call, the number is 215-909-3352 from 9 to 5, okay? Let's see where I'm at here. Yeah, from 9 to 5. So, also, I like to give a shout-out to Taylor Cosline Academy, licensed-certified chief of registered nurse, who is currently in medical school and will soon be a doctor. That's one of my daughter's companies, and the last one's a fun company. I always get my chest out when I talk about them. And she has before and after school service in the West Philadelphia area. So for the best quality children's service, call 610-638-8352 p.m. Monday to Friday. Email at philipathlearningacademy@gmail.com, okay? She's a new mama, which makes me a new grandpapa. So I got a new grandbaby, and the baby's name is Sarah, named after my mother, and I think that her middle name is Sarah. And it's always nice to know that the generations are coming and they're growing, and this is what we have to do. We have to straighten some of this stuff out, so that the generations to come don't go through the mess that we've been through. And some of you on the line, you know the crap that you've invented with this system and these crooks that we have to deal with that are in place running the system. Not all of them, but, you know, we have some crooked people up there. And once you run them crooked people, boy, you got a problem, okay? I also like to give a shout-out to our naturopathic healers and doctors. We got Dr. Paul. His number is 215-779-7655. And we have Dr. Bill. His number is 61-561-3864. Okay? So if you're sick and you're not calling one of these specialists, you deserve what you can. No, nobody deserves to be sick. So don't worry. Give these guys a call and be happy. Now, if you're interested in colon cleanse and cleaning your kidneys and the liver and all that stuff, you know. Also, I'd like to give a shout-out to Dr. Shady, too. I don't mention him on the show too much, but he's a very profound person. He's got a lot done, and you can Google him up, and you can catch him on YouTube. He has a lot of shows about the herbs and how to eat and all that kind of stuff, so he's pretty good, all right? So now, with that being said, we go back to the show here. It's Juneteenth, a good holiday. And now the next portion of this Juneteenth thing is how will the Black community benefit economically from the Juneteenth holiday? Okay, now now the 1% they're in place, ready, because now they got just to read you some of the things that's coming out. Juneteenth at Amazon's official site. They're offering 70% off on sales for a Juneteenth, you know, today expires soon. You see what I'm saying? They're already in a position to economically take advantage of the Juneteenth holiday. Now, you on the line, okay? Now that Juneteenth is here, how will it economically benefit you personally? You know, that's something to think about. What can I do with a Juneteenth holiday that could benefit me? Now, you know, this country works on salesmanship. You have to have something to sell if you're going to get out of being a thousandaire and become a millionaire. You need to sell something, you know what I mean? Or sell something for somebody, you know? But you have to be a salesperson in order to get to a certain point. Now, what do you have to sell? Have for sale? You know, and how are you going to get it to the marketplace? Now, here's the thing. The Bible says that we are gods. That means that you are a designer. Your ancestors designed the solar systems and stuff. You are a designer. So you can design something that will get you where you have to go, you know? You'd be surprised at what's in the big brain of yours that you can come up with once you start thinking about it. What can I sell? What do people need that I can come up with, that I can get a patent on and have and bring it to the marketplace, you know? If you start thinking about it, there's something that you'll be able to come up with. You'd be surprised at the type of work that you used to do, the type of things that you used to do. There's some little thing that you can remember that you have so much trouble with and wondering why this ain't that way or that ain't this way, you know, and what you need to do. You can dream up a way to solve that particular problem. Now, problem solving is where most of the inventions come from. So if you're going to invent something, think of the problems that's out here and solve some of these problems. Can you imagine how important it was when the guy said, I keep getting stuck in my teeth and it's hard for me to get it out. And he come up with a toothpick. Can you imagine how much money he made just by coming up with a little toothpick to pick the stuff out your teeth, you know? Then you had another guy say, my ears are always dirty and my rag don't always get down in there. But a guy come up with a Q-tip, something to clean your ears out. See, it don't have to be nothing big. There have to be something around your house, something that you're doing every day that you can't seem to find something to do it a certain way. You can dream up something. You can make up a way. You can design something to make it a little easier around how to do some of the things that you do, you know? And you know you've been in a different type of work. You've done different type of things, you know? Everybody's been in the workplace for a little while, you know? Unless, I don't know how old some people is online, unless you haven't started work yet, you know? If you do have youngsters calling in. But even in school, there's little things in school that you might come up with that you think of, well, if we did this, this would be better for the school. This would be better for the children in the school, you know? You can design something that you can put in the marketplace. There's something that we need out there that you can come up with. You know what I'm saying? Now, just think, the guy sitting around eating a corn on the cob, he said, man, this corn is too hot for me to hold by my hand. So the guy, he come up with a thing with two prongs on it that you can stick on each side of the corn so that you can eat the corn without burning your hand. Like I'm saying, it don't have to be anything big. You know, it could be something small. Now, I'll tell you something that I haven't seen on the marketplace, but just to give you an idea. When we talk about corn, I haven't seen an automatic corn stripper. See what I'm saying? I haven't seen one of those on the market yet. I'm not saying that they don't have one, but I haven't seen an automatic corn stripper where you can take the corn and peel the kernels, get the kernels out of the corn at home, something that you can do at home without using the big machines that the big boys use. That's an idea. You know what I mean? I'm just saying. You can think of something that you can make, that you can put on the market. So, you know, even guys out there with a different way to slice watermelon. They got a little machine they slice watermelon with. That, you know, housewives can do at home, slicing watermelon, you know. So all you have to do is sit down and put your mind to it. And you can come up with something that you can stick to the patent office, get a patent on it, you know. And before you know it, boom, you know, you're paid not as a thousandaire, but as a millionaire. It don't take, you know, it don't have to be a great, big, earth-shattering idea. But it can be an idea that you can come up with that will get you into sales. Everything is about the sale. They make all these big, beautiful cars. Somebody got to sell them. If nobody was there to sell them, the car industry would go out of business. See what I'm saying? The only person that don't really have a limit on their income is a salesperson. There's no limit on what you can sell. There's no a certain amount that you can sell. You can sell as much as you want. So the only person that don't have a limit on their salary would be the salesperson, because all you have to do is sell more. The more you sell, the more you make, you know? And if you're making the products that you're selling, that's even better, you know? So that's all I'm saying. So if you want to benefit from the Juneteenth, you know, we have to get into the mindset of the 1%. The 1% are making this kind of money because they're selling stuff, okay? And they're, well, they're gamblers, too. We're talking about the stock market. So they're gambling. A lot of them have insider information. It's not as much gambling for them as it is for you going in there trying to get something done, and you don't know which stock to do what, who's doing what, and they in there with each other, talking to each other, you know? And the only time you have a problem with insider information is if you get caught, and this is how they say, well, you know, nobody knows I got this information. And they have people, I watch movies where they have people, right, whose job is to go and figure out different things. Now, they were having a, in this movie, they were having a new medical product that was coming on the market for disease and stuff. And whether they voted yes or no, it depends on what happened in the stock market. So the guy was talking to one of the guys that's involved with the voting process, and he found out that they were voting yes through idle conversation. The guy didn't mean to tell him, but he found out, and he went and told his people, and they made millions, millions. Now, when he found out that the guy, what the guy did, he wanted to tell somebody on these guys that did insider trading on his advice that he unintentionally gave this guy. You know what I'm saying? And they killed him. They knocked him off before he could tell. That's how serious they are about that money. But I'm just saying, these guys are dealing with insider information. That's how they flow, you know? It's not gambling for them. It ain't gambling if you know the outcome. That's what I'm talking about, you know? So it's only gambling if you don't know the outcome. And if you're betting on something where you know the outcome, then it's not really gambling. I mean, it's still gambling, but you're not, your percentage of losing go way down. That's what I'm saying. Because anything can happen, you know, in that particular market out there, okay? So I'm just saying all this to, now remember, all you got to do is press one on your mic, and you can make a comment or say whatever you want to say. You follow what I'm saying? And we can talk back and forth. The topic of the day is Juneteenth a good holiday? Any holiday is a good holiday. Now, I've been going through the religious things for a long time, and certain holidays I don't do, certain things I don't do. But when I realized that I'm in the middle of a circle now, studying what's going on, and the 1%, every holiday that come up, they're in a position to make money. It ain't personal for them. I don't say, oh, well, I don't want to deal with Easter because that's the pagan goddess and, the eggs and all that was about her fertility and so forth and so on. You know what I mean? I'm supposed to be a certain religion and duh, the 1% are getting paid. It's a holiday. People, whatever you believe, they're making something for you to buy because it ain't personal for them. And then they use the holiday to interact with their families, okay? Well, they interact with their tribe. Family is the economic structure that you have for your tribe. They interact with their tribe. And when you get married and start having children, you've literally made a new tribe. Or you become an extension of the tribe that you're from, okay? But that's two ways to look at it. You can look at it as an extension of the tribe that you're from, or you're making a new tribe. You follow what I'm saying? And this is what they use the holidays for. These are holidays to interact with their family members. I'm using the term family members, that's what I'm most familiar with. They're interacting with their tribal members, you know? And we need to do the same. We need to get out of this nonsense, this religious nonsense about different things, and use the holidays. I don't care what holiday it is. It doesn't matter, you know? Use the holidays. I was talking to one of my nieces today, you know? About lawyers and one of my grandchildren got locked up. And I mentioned Juneteenth on Friday. She said, no, I'm a Muslim. I said, what did that have to do with your history? She thought I was talking about the gay pride celebration today. I had no idea it was. You know what I'm saying? But she thought I was talking about the gay pride celebration. And she said, no, I'm a Muslim, so I don't get involved in that. But now the 1%, are printing gay pride stuff. They're getting paid. They don't care. It's not personal for them. It's about the bottom line. They need money. Gay pride people, if the gay people are out there and they need stuff, then who's going to make it for them? Who's going to print it for them? You know what, you follow what I'm saying? Hey, I'll print it. I'll make it. If they're going to buy it where I can enhance my tribal's economic structure, then I'll buy it. We have to learn how to separate ourselves from the thought process of blockage to open ourselves up to get paid. You know what I mean? Now, we might disagree with the whole homosexual thing, but as a business person, they're here. They're not going anywhere, and they need goods and services. Somebody got to supply those goods and services for them. You're saying, well, I don't want to supply the goods and services because they're homosexuals or whatever. You follow what I'm saying? I mean, business is business. Now, we have to think about business. We have to think about we're producers. We're designers, and we're designing stuff so that we can stop being thousandaires and become millionaires, okay? Now, there's two ways you become a millionaire. Either you're making something to sell that you've got, or you're out there selling for somebody else that they have made stuff, and you're out there selling for them, whether it's cars or motorcycles or whatever you're selling. You don't make them, but you're out there, you're selling for somebody else, you can become a millionaire because of how many you can sell. You follow what I'm saying? But you have to put yourself in the position. When you sit in the middle of a circle and watch how these guys get what they get, you begin to learn little things. And these little things is, when it comes to business, it's not personal. Don't make business personal. Make it about the bottom line, you know? No, I'm not into the lifestyle of these guys, you know? But right now, they're not buying nothing from me. Why aren't they buying from me? Because I don't have nothing for them to sell. I don't have nothing for them to sell. Why? Because it hasn't been on my mind that they need stuff. These guys got to eat. They have to have some place to sleep. I mean, just because they have a strange sexual habit, that doesn't mean that they're not here in the United States contributing to the economics of this country. Plug in. Find out what they need. Find out what they can buy. Or if you have a product already, you know, see if they're interested in buying something. Follow what I'm saying? That was just one example. But you have other examples as well. You know, some people are not selling Halloween stuff. Oh, this is a devil's holiday, and I'm not into that. And, you know, these are the people that can barely pay their rent, you know, because they're not. These people... They've made this a holiday, right? If they make it a holiday, that means that there's plaques and look at the candy industry is getting paid on Halloween. I mean, you understand what I'm saying? They've figured out a way to take Halloween and make millions off of Halloween. You know what I mean? Now, it was personal for them. A lot of them are Christians that's out there, or Muslims or whatever, you know, out there, but there's money to be made on Halloween. So look at what they did. Holiday came up. So it's about giving, trick-or-treating. Now, we know what the trick-or-treating comes from. It's an old pig and a holiday and all that. We know all that. You know what I mean? But the pagans are out there. The pagans ain't went nowhere. They're still here, you know, and they want to celebrate their holiday. So who are they buying their stuff from? You follow what I'm saying? Same thing with Easter. Oh, it's pagan god Easter, you know, and what does the Easter Bunny got to do with you know what I mean? Once again, candy companies getting paid. They're making chocolate Easter bunnies and chocolate Easter eggs, and the candy company say, hey, you know, it's a holiday. People that's into it, hey, you know. Now they're making little things where you can worship Jesus on Easter. They got little nativity scenes that you can buy and all that, you know what I mean? If it's a holiday, somebody's into the holiday. It's a holiday for a reason. And if the holiday is set up for people that want this holiday, those people that want this holiday are trying to buy something. Now, we're at the forerunner of the Juneteenth holiday. Now, since we're at the forefront of the Juneteenth holiday, they haven't made anything yet for Juneteenth. You see what I'm saying? You need to come up with something that you can sell as a Juneteenth product. Put your mind together. Go do some brainstorming. You see what I'm saying? Now, you watch TV. They got people out here that will put up the money for you to help you sell your product if they're going to make money off of it. You know what I mean? You got a lot of people millionaires. They'll invest in your product and bring it to the marketplace. If they think it's a good one, if they can get paid on it, they'll set it up. You know what I mean? But you better get your patents in order. You better make sure you got control of your product, or they will take it. I'm taking this stuff. You know what I mean? The fact that we're here and they own this land, they'll take whatever you drop the ball, they will take their stuff. So make sure it's ready. But now start thinking, what can I sell for the Juneteenth holiday that I can enter the marketplace with, you know, as a product that I can patent? What can I patent for the Juneteenth holiday? That's what I'm saying. If you can't figure that ground, talk to some of your friends. Find out what they think about Juneteenth. And what would they like to see happen on Juneteenth, okay? And you maybe you can come up with an idea like that. But what I'm talking about is where you, instead of becoming a thousandaire, you can become a millionaire. You got to sell something, you know? And a lot of the kids out there selling drugs and stuff because they know they got to sell something. They make so much money selling drugs and stuff because that's the outlet that the 1% is giving them. They're blocking them from everything else, you know? But we have to find a way so that our children don't have to go through that, what they're going through. And we can do that because of who we are, because the Bible says who we are, because we are God. That means you have unlimited potential. There's nothing that you can't do if you put your mind to it. Stop calling your children children. Stop calling them boys and girls. Your children are men and women. When they're born men and women until they get old enough to come into their godhood. That's how we're supposed to be teaching this thing, you know? Boy and girls and all of those have negative connotations all the way up and down the line. You know what I'm saying? So there's a lot of things that we're saying, a lot of words that we're using. We have to change some of the words that we're using in order to enter into a better thought process. But when we're around our children, they'll begin to pick up on it. They'll begin to understand, you know, what's going on. Well, we almost out of time here. So what I'd like to do my closing surgery while we're still streaming, I have walked the path of divine energy today and did not break the universal law of reap what you sow. All energy went out for a divine purpose, and I will reap what I have sown this day. All that I have, I put out eagerly and embrace its return. So let it be written, so let it be done. Now, what I didn't go through is Sunday is Bible 2.0. We're talking about love in the Bible. Monday, we have society news. For those who are in the society, you know, tune in on Monday. Yes, excuse me, I've been hitting and missing. Some of it's my fault, some of it's not. But I'm working on getting all that straight now. They even bought new computers and everything. So Wednesday is politics. I don't know, Monday. Tuesday is Toronto Scriptures, the Secret Doctor. Wednesday is politics. Thursday is economics. Friday is health. That is Lesbian Domination of Black History. This is what we just did today, okay? So be here, you know, check in. If I'm here, more like I'll send a text out. One day I'll send a text out, still didn't get on the air. But check in from 8 to 9. Just call and see if I'm on air. You'll hear the song, our national anthem, that song that you hear in the beginning. That's our national anthem. Age of Freedom has come, but you have to work for it, okay? And with that, those that are on the line, I want to thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it every time you call because it lets me know that I'm not here by myself. It's not interesting what's going on. So with that, we will chit-chat again tomorrow, Sunday, Bible 2.0. But we're going to be talking about that Bible. That Bible is so important.